From inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios, I'm Tom Arise, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. It was a violent weekend in Roswell, in which Roswell police were called out to three separate unrelated shootings, in which one resulted in a homicide, and the Chavez County Sheriff's Office assisted Roswell police in a brawl at a wedding late Saturday night. According to a post on the Chavez County Sheriff's Office Facebook page, the incident occurred around 11 o'clock Saturday night when Chavez County Sheriff's deputies assisted Roswell police with a large fight, about 20 to 30 people, that broke out during a wedding reception at the Elks Lodge. During the brawl, one person was stabbed and was taken to a local hospital. He's expected to survive. No arrests have been made, and the investigation continues. And also, there were three unrelated shootings in Roswell over the weekend, one that led to a homicide. We'll talk with Roswell Police Department spokesperson Todd Wildermuth about those later today. 29-year-old Enrique Jaramillo of Hobbs was found hiding in an attic in a home in the 400 block of East Lee Street when authorities arrested him. He's been charged with gunning down 25-year-old Aaron Grogan of Eunice sometime in mid-August. According to court documents, Jaramillo shot Grogan for his gun and left him to die in a field outside of Eunice. 40-year-old Jerry Twaddle of Carlsbad was sentenced to 20 years in prison for trafficking methamphetamine after throwing 2 pounds of the drug out of a car window. According to court records, Twaddle was arrested in September of 2017 after he threw approximately 2 pounds of methamphetamine out of a car window as he attempted to escape from police with speeds reaching about 140 miles per hour. A Trump fun run is scheduled for Hobbs at 8 a.m. on Saturday. State Representative David Gallegos tells us more about it.
With a 2.2-mile starting and ending there at Smith & Sons on West County Road, they're going to start it off at 8 o'clock. And I know it's run, jog, walk, or crawl. They're just wanting participants, but a lot of fun. And I know they're going to have prizes to give away. I don't know exactly what they are, but they're going to have the first to fourth place. And then they'll have a brunch.
Again, that event will begin Saturday, 8 a.m. at the Smith & Sons Welding Shop in Hobbs. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom Arise.